Hi, everybody. Welcome to Youth English. This is Peter.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sam.
欢迎大家收听趣味青春英语。Okay, Sam, let's start today's Youth English, alright?
Okay.
And part one, which is...
Alright, everyone. Let's all get ready to spice up our English. With, of course...
English idiom.
Yes.
And now is the review time for the idiom we learned yesterday, which was...
Okay, yesterday's idiom was...On my watch.
昨天我们讲到的 idioms on my watch 翻译成中文呢是指一个人负责的领域或一个人负责的这片区域 on my watch. 它就等同于呢 something a guy is responsible for.
That's right.
What about today's idiom, Sam?
Okay, well today we're still on something.、
Mm-hmm.
But we're not on the watch. Today we are on the ball.
On the ball.
On the ball. B-A-L-L. On the ball.
那么今天的 idiom 呢它的关键词呢是 ball. B-A-L-L. 翻译成中文呢是球在球上。那么一个东西在球上是什么意思 Something is kind of like a little dangerous around the ball.
Yeah, well, I've seen in the circus, maybe a clown will be on a big ball and he kind of has to stay on top of the ball.And has to, of course, keep moving because the ball is round and so wants to roll.
The guy have to keep a balance on the
yes,
ball.
Yes, that's right.
Now let's work out the meaning of on the ball, alright?
Okay, sure.
Okay, let's start. Hey, Sam, could you order another shipment of the paper? You know, the paper in the office running low.
Oh, actually, boss, I ordered the paper yesterday. The shipment should be here tomorrow.
It's a great. Well, besides, you know, the fax machine was broken last week. And could you send a repairman to have a look?
I guess you haven't gone into the break room. But actually, the repairman came yesterday and the fax machine is all fixed.
Okay, so beautiful, Sam. You are really on the ball.
Oh, thank you, boss.
刚才的对话呢我们提到了 on the ball 它的场景是什么呢我作为一个办公室的主管跟 Sam 说呢办公室的纸呢马上用完了你能不能跟供应商呢说一下然后呢赶快把纸呢送到办公室来 Sam 说呢没有问题我跟供应商呢已经说好了这批纸呢明天就会到同时呢我跟 Sam 又说到了我们的传真机呢上个礼拜坏了能不能呢派一个维修人员过来看一看究竟出了什么问题 Sam 说传真机呢已经修好了维修人员呢昨天已经到了传真机现在已经能够正常的工作了我听完这两件事情之后呢觉得 Sam 的工作效率是非常非常的高用到了我们今天的 idiom on the ball Sam you are really on the ball
yeah
so could you give me another example using on the ball
so on the ball means that someone's really efficient really productive
right
so when I think of a person who's on the ball I think of my mother because my mother was well kind of in charge of a lot of things in the family like for example finances she made sure all the bills were paid and when taxes came around my mom was really good at keeping records of all like receipts and things that are required for taxes but also she made sureAll of us children had the proper clothes that we needed for school, all the proper documents and fees that we needed for school. So my mom was just really on the ball.
Right, from what you describe about your mother is really on the ball.
Yes, very productive, very efficient.
那么刚才 Sam 给我们另外的一个例子，那么这个例子用到了他的妈妈。他的妈妈呢，当时呢，是一个非常有效率的一个 lady。为什么呢他提到了说整个家庭的所有的事物呢都他妈妈一个人来操心比如说我们提到了说家里的那些账单啊比如说交水费电费啊等等那么第二点呢他的妈妈还要负责整个家庭的队伍的报表因为美国呢某年的一个阶段呢需要把这个家庭的这个财务情况呢需要跟政府进行汇报他的妈妈呢同时也要负责这一项的工作另外一点也是非常重要的一点呢他要照看这么多的孩子 Sam 的一家呢有五个孩子那么对于他的妈妈来讲呢的的确确呢是一个非常重要的一个任务同时呢也是一个比较繁重的一个任务通过刚才讲到了几点呢我们可以看出他的妈妈的的确确是一个工作效率极高的一个 lady 所以用到今天的词组呢 on the ball So that's it for today's idiom on the ball
Okay
And now let's move on to part 2 which is
Part 2 is of course hit the books
Let's go
Now it's time to hit the books.
Well, Sam, you know, every day we are producing a lot of
rubbish
and waste.
A lot of garbage.
Garbage, right? Say you say, yeah. Okay, you know, Americans say garbage, right?
Yeah, right.
But the British say rubbish.
Right.
And also it's another word for waste, right?
Of course. Yeah, you could say garbage, trash, rubbish, waste. There's actually quite a few words we can use.
But, you know, the waste or rubbish is kind of a science or study because there are many kinds of types of waste or rubbish today.
That's true. There's like green waste, which is just like grass and leaves.
Right.
Then there's the, well, cannot be recycled waste. And like you mentioned, there are just many different kinds of rubbish or waste.
Right. And today we will focus on a kind of waste, which is called e-waste.
Okay. E-waste.
Right. So what's e? It means electronic waste.
Ah, yes. So like an email is electronic mail, so e-waste is electronic garbage.
You're right.
Okay.
我们每天呢都产生出大量的垃圾，通过研究呢发现呢这种垃圾呢分成了各种各样的种类，比如说我们每天通过厨房啊，通过我们的生活产生一些green garbage。那么这些绿色的垃圾呢可以进行有效的 recycle 进行循环，但是呢有一些垃圾呢是很难进行循环或再处理的。另外呢还有一种垃圾呢是我们今天要讲的一种垃圾叫 e-waste。那么这种垃圾呢也是那种相对来讲呢不是特别容易能够有效的进行 recycle 的一种垃圾叫 e-waste。这个 e 呢是英文的 electronic, 电子的废物或电子的垃圾。那么究竟什么是 e-waste?今天我Sam给大家做一个简单的介绍。So before we go to the story, and now let's check vocab first.
Okay, today's first word for hit the books is appliance. Appliance. A-P-P-L-I-A-N-C-E. Appliance.
今天的第一个单词 appliance, 翻译成中文呢是设备。那么这个设备呢我们可以说 electronic appliance.
Yes, of course. Okay, next is the word,category, category, C-A-T-E-G-O-R-Y, category.
第二单词 category, 翻译成中文是种类、品种的意思 category.
Right. Okay, next is the word hazardous, hazardous, H-A-Z-A-R-D-O-U-S, hazardous.
第三个单词 hazardous, 翻译成中文是危险的、有害的。
Okay, so Peter, this word hazardous is similar to the word dangerous, but we use it differently.
Right. 我们知道呢，这个 hazardous 这个单词呢，翻译成中文呢是危险的、有害的，跟我们原来学到的另外一个单词 dangerous, 它两个词呢是相似的一个同义词 hazardous and dangerous.
Right, but some of the different areas where we would use dangerous and hazardous are, for example, a person or an animal or a weapon can be dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
But we wouldn't say a person or an animal is hazardous.
刚才 Sam 给我们做一个简单的区分，比如说提到了一个东西或者是一个物品，那么它具有危险性的话呢，用这个词呢是 hazardous. 一般呢不会用一个人是 hazardous. 人呢要用的什么呢？ Person is dangerous.
Yes. And also, when we use hazardous, we often say hazardous to something. So it can be hazardous to the environment, it can be hazardous to our health.
Right. 那么另外它的一个句法要求呢，比如说一个东西呢它对什么什么东西呢会有一定的威胁或者危害性，那么怎么说呢？ Something is hazardous to something or to somebody.
Okay, next is the word component. Component. C-O-M-P-O-N-E-N-T. Component.
下一个单词 component 翻译成中文呢是部件或零件的意思，比如说我们车呢有很多不同的部件，比如轮胎啊，比如说这方向盘啊等等，那么每一个小的东西呢叫做一个 component.
Okay, next is the word render. Render. R-E-N-D-E-R. Render.
下一个单词呢是一个动词 render, 它翻译成中文呢是能够使得某件事情或某个人产生什么样的一个行为或产生什么样的一个结果，那么叫 render something orinto a kind of something, right?
Yeah. Okay, next is the word discard. Discard. D-I-S-C-A-R-D. Discard.
那么下一个动词呢 discard, 翻译成中文呢是遗弃废弃的意思。
So actually, when we use this in English, it's kind of like throw away.
Throw away, right?
Yeah, so hey, discard those pants. They're full of holes. We can't use them anymore. So we can throw it away or we can discard them.
那么它的同义词呢是 throw away, 表示把一个东西完完全全的给它扔掉了，没有任何的用途。
Next is the word peripheral. Peripheral. P-E-R-I-P-H-E-R-A-L. P-H-E-R-A-L, peripheral.
下一个单词 peripheral, 翻译成中文呢是指外部设备，特别指我们计算机它的外部设备，比如说我们的打印机，我们的一些 scanner 等等，或者说这个扫描仪，都叫什么 peripheral.
Yeah, so in the English definition, it's anything that's connected to the CPU with a cable.
Mm-hmm.
So it could even be those little disk drives.
Right.
Because inside, it's inside the computer, but still we have to use a cable to connect it to the CPU.
那么英文的解释是什么呢？只要是通过 cable 和计算机进行连接的这些部件呢，都叫 peripheral.
Yeah, but peripheral also has another use, which, for example, we say peripheral vision. Mm-hmm. It's kind of the outlying or the surrounding area of something.
Mm-hmm.
So our peripheral vision is kind of not what's in front of us, but something that's on the side.
那么另外的一个用法呢 ,peripheral vision 表示一个人的视线。这个视线呢不是说我们眼前正前方所看到的图像，往往是我们说我们的余光能够看到的东西，或者是一个东西的一个大概的轮廓，一个 outline of something.
Right, so a peripheral area. So if it's electronic, it has another meaning than if it has to do with like something like our vision.
Right.
All right, next we have the word landfill. Landfill. L-A-N-D-F-I-L-L. Landfill.
下一个单词 landfill 翻译成中文呢是垃圾的填埋。那么这是一个常用的方法呢，我们来处理垃圾。比如说在城市的周围呢，我会挖很深的坑，然后呢把我们生活当中产生的垃圾呢填埋到里面。landfill.
Yeah, the landfills are usually really big and sometimes quite stinky.
Well, sometimes it's like a mountains.
Yes, mountains of garbage.
Right.
All right. Next is the word dispose. Dispose.D-I-S-P-O-S-E, dispose.
下一个单词呢是一个动词 dispose, 翻译成中文是处理。但是大家注意了，往往呢如果说后面跟宾语的话要跟介词 of, dispose of something.、
Yeah.
我们中文呢它是一个及物动词，但是呢英文 dispose 是一个不及物动词，所以呢它后面要求在语法上要求呢是 dispose of somethingproperly.
Yeah, so actually dispose and discard have similar meanings. It kind of means get rid of something.
Right, 那么这个单词呢和我们刚才讲到的 discard 是同样的一个意思，都表示说把东西给它扔掉。
Next and lastly, we have the word dump. Dump. D-U-M-P. Dump.
那么今天最后一个词呢也表示扔掉。Now let's go to the story of what is e-waste.
Is e-wasteclearly defined? The term e-waste is loosely applied to consumer and business electronic equipment that is near or at the end of its useful life. There is no clear definition for e-waste. For instance, whether or not items like microwave ovens or other similar appliances should be grouped into the category has not been established. Is e-waste considered hazardous?Certain components of some electronic products contain materials that render them hazardous, depending on their condition and density. For instance, California law currently views non-functioning CRTs, cathode ray tubes, from televisions and monitors as hazardous. First, consider, in 2009, discarded TVs, computers, peripherals, including printers, scanners,fax machines, mice, keyboards, and cell phones totaled about 2.37 million short tons. Secondly, e-waste represents 2% of America's trash in landfills, but it equals 70% of overall toxic waste. Third, 20 to 50 million metric tons of e-waste are disposed of worldwide every year. Fourth,Cell phones and other electronic items contain high amounts of precious metals like gold or silver. Americans dump phones containing over $60 million in gold or silver every year.
So now let's look at the definition of e-waste.那么首先我们看看什么是 e-waste。那么文中提到了这个 e-waste 是一个 loosely applied to consumer business electronic equipment.
Yes, we say loosely applied because e-waste is actually not really that clearly defined.
Right, 所以文中一开始呢提到了说这个电子的废物或电子垃圾呢它不是一个非常能够容易精确能够定义或者说进行概念化的一个东西，它可以指所有的我们一般老百姓生活家居使用的或者是什么呢 business 或商业环境或办公室使用的那些什么电子的产品，它一旦到了它的使用期，这些东西就叫做 e-waste 电子垃圾。
Now this e-waste is electronic equipment that's near the end of its useful life.
Right, 那么大家一定要清楚了，它是一个电子的产品，它的寿命呢即将结束，它是什么呢 ？At the end of its useful life.
Yeah, and we know that electronic stuff doesn't have a long life span because they're always coming out with newer products. So usually, electronic thing lasts just about a year, maybe two.
Well, it depends. Some big one like the refrigerator and TV.
Ah, yes.
Their life expectancy can be like as long as 10 years.
Yes.Especially refrigerators, but I think TVs, maybe now not that long.
Well, TV, right, maybe 5-6 years.
Yeah.
For cell phones, maybe 2 or 1 year, right?
Right. There's just new upgrades, new better phones coming out every year.
Right. 通常认为的电子垃圾呢，可能说我们的手机啊、打印机啊、扫描仪等等。但是呢，这个电子垃圾它的范围呢，有可能还包括我们家居当中比较大的一些电子产品，比如说提到了 microwave oven。以及呢更大的叫什么 fridge 电冰箱电视等等都有可能被纳入到这个电子垃圾的这个大的范围当中
Yeah, because a lot of these appliances have electronic something inside
You're right So another question is Are these e-waste dangerous or hazardous?
Okay, well that's a good question But it seems like the answer is yes、
mm-hmm.
The reason why we say yes is because there's a lot ofComponents we know inside electronic equipment, and some of these components are made with materials that are hazardous.
那么第二个问题呢是什么呢？这些电子垃圾是否对我们的人类有害处？那么文中用的词呢是 hazardous 这个单词呢，我们在刚才的词汇学习里面已经讲到了。那么是否有害呢？文中提到了的的确确有些电子产品当中，它的一些 components。这单词大家回忆一下什么意思 component 它的一个部件被认为 hazardous 原因是什么呢它里面所含有的一些 material
Now components what kind of components are considered hazardous、
mm-hmm.
Well the article gives one example a CRT a cathode ray tube and usually these are found in displays like for example televisions or monitors these CRTs are hazardous
那文中给出了一个例子是什么呢在美国加利福尼亚他提到了这个 CRT 它的全称呢是 cathode ray tube 那么它翻译成中文呢是什么阴极管那么是指我们电视和电脑里面的那个极管那么它的作用呢能够产生很强的一个光束那么它的东西一旦成为垃圾之后呢会对我们的环境对我们的生活会产生一定的 hazard
But thankfully a lot of the TVs and other displays that we have like monitors are not made with those anymore
Right
We have LEDs and a lot of other different new technology
那么现在的电视和电脑呢基本上呢淘汰了这个 CRT
But the article also mentions it depends on the condition and density
Right.
So maybe if there's just a little bit inside there, or it's new, then it's not considered hazardous.
Right. Well, now let's see the amount of e-waste we generate every year.
In 2009, discarded TVs, computers, peripherals, we mentioned peripherals can include printers, disk drives, so on. These all totaled about 2.37 million short ton.
首先我们看看我们每年产生的电子垃圾的数量在2009年呢我们废弃的这些电视啊电脑啊以及电脑的一些其他的设备它的数量达到了237万吨但是它这个吨呢大家注意是一个什么 short ton 是一个短吨、
yeah.
那么这是一个美国的吨它不是我们常用的那个国际上的那个吨的一个概念
Right, so a short ton is 2,000 pounds even
那么大家记住了，美国的这个吨呢，它的重量有多少了？大概是2000磅。
Yes.
那么和我们常用的那个吨呢，略微的会轻一些。
Right. So a regular ton, maybe like a British ton, is 2,240 pounds.
Right.
So it's a short ton, yeah, is a little bit lighter.
那么同时呢，在这个文章当中提到了这个词什么 discarded, 表示说废弃的这些什么什么东西，大家记住了 discard。废弃扔掉的意思。
And now, the second thing we consider is that e-waste represents 2% of America's trash in landfills. However, it equals 70% of overall toxic waste.
那么看看第二组数据提到了说电子废物呢占了美国填埋垃圾数量的多少呢 ?2%。这个量呢看起来不是非常的大 right? In the landfill、
yeah.
但是呢这些电子垃圾所产生的废物或者是什么有毒物质 Toxic waste 那么占了多少呢 70% 将近 70% 那么虽然它的数量不是很大但是它的毒量是非常大的 70%
Yeah, so that's a big yes to the question Is e-waste considered hazardous?
It is a very hazardous It's kind of a lethal, right?
Yeah, don't go near those landfills.
Yeah, stay away.
And now, number three, 20 to 50 million metric tons of e-waste are disposed of worldwide every year.
第一组数据和第二组数据呢，提到的是在美国产生的这个电子垃圾的数量。那么看看全球它产生的电子垃圾究竟有多少呢？达到了说2000到5000万吨的这个电子垃圾。Worldwide, 在全球范围内，那么是一个非常大的一个数量，2000万到5000万吨。
Wow, so that's a lot of hazardous waste being disposed of every year.
Yeah.
Lastly, let's consider that cell phones and other electronic items contain high amounts of precious metals. For example, gold or silver. Americans dump phones containing over $60 million.And gold and silver every year.
那么看看这些电子垃圾当中是不是100%的都是 garbage, useless? 那么答案当然不是，因为有一些电子垃圾里面，它里面含有非常值钱的东西，比如说我们的手机里面，它含有的金属，比如说金和银，它的价值达到了多少呢？6000万美金。但是呢，大家如果是真正能够得到这些6000万美金的话，你要收集大量的手机，进行了非常艰巨的一项任务，把这手机呢完全给它什么 dismantle the cell phone and get the tiny part of gold or silver from cell phone.
Right, it's going to take a lot of work to collect all that silver gold back out of those electronic devices.
You're right. 在今天的趣味青春英语即将结束的时候呢，给大家播放一曲深冬奥会的一首歌曲，它的名字叫《冰雪舞动》，希望大家能够喜欢。Well, that's it for today's Youth English, and see you tomorrow.
Goodbye, everyone. We hope to see you tomorrow.
本节目内容选自美国国家地理学习与政治学习系列教材。我们的节目可以在 AM 774以及听听 FM 上收听。
让每一个身体在山间潇洒。
天地舞蹈。
北京外语广播2015年强档推出法律咨询节目《京城大律师》，邀请京城资深律师和法律专家免费解答您的法律困惑。咨询热线5166-0774。京城大律师每天下午6点半，北京外语广播。
给你一个机会，你最想得到什么东西？
汽车。
Money。
豪宅。
漂亮女朋友。
芭比娃娃。
健康。
北京人民广播电台提醒您，关爱自己的健康，才能带来长久的幸福。
Swinging in the backyard, pull up in your fast car, whistling my name. Open up a beer and you say get over here and play a video game. I'm in his favorite sundress, watching me get undressed, take that body downtown. I say you're the bestest, leaning for a big kiss, put his favorite perfume on.Play a video game. It's you, it's you, it's all for you. Everything I do, I tell you all the time. Heaven is a place on earth with you. Tell me all the things you want to do. I heard that you like the bad girls, honey. Is that true? It's better than I.They say that the world was built for two. Only worth living if somebody is loving you. Maybe now you do. Singing in the old bar, swinging with the old stars, living for the fame.Kissing in the blue dark, playing pool and wild ducks, video game.
You alright? Alright.
He holds me in his big arms, drunk and I am seeing stars, this is all I think of. Watching all our friends fall in and out of old clothes, this is my idea of fun, playing video games. It's you, it's all for you. Everything I do, I tell you all the time.